In breaking news this week, scientists in America have finally discovered gravity. No, not the film with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. An international group of over 100 scientists have managed to detect gravitational waves, ripples in space-time first predicted by Einstein a century ago. Of course, Sir Isaac Newton did the spadework in gravity many centuries before Einstein, but he did have a huge advantage. Einstein had to rely on a rickety Amstrad computer, but Newton was working with a state-of-the-art Apple. In somewhat unsurprising news, junior doctors went on strike again this week, although it does beg the question of who'd organise these things if the official pickets decided to walk out in sympathy. The conflict is mainly to do with weekend working and the idea of a seven-day NHS. It makes you wonder how the country functioned during the miners' strike, when everyone only had to work a three-day week. As someone or other once said, we'd never had it so good. Teachers aren't happy either. Apparently, the recruitment figures just don't add up. Numbers leaving the profession jumped 11% in the last 3 years, and for the fourth year running, presumably with teachers yelling out to walk, the government missed its recruitment targets. You imagine their end-of-term report card will say room for improvement, must do better. Although, of course, there wouldn't be enough teachers left to write the report anyway. The roads failed to become a little bit safer this week. Politicians announced they won't be lowering the drink drive limit in England and Wales. Drivers said they'd drink to that. It makes you wonder what went on behind closed doors. Did ministers tell the anti-drink lobby to stop whining? Did the drinks industry say they needed a shot in the arm? And is there a glass ceiling in road safety? Finally, America has moved one step closer to proving common sense isn't all it's cracked up to be. New Hampshire handed Donald Trump his first victory in his race to be the Republican presidential candidate. To continue the racing analogy, it makes you wonder if, instead of testing the contestants for doping, they should test the voting public. New Hampshire also nominated Senator Sanders for the Democratic side. Presumably Sanders' speech was finger-licking good. At least there's no danger of it changing politics here. After all, we Brits would never be tempted to vote for anyone with extreme views on foreigners, or even anyone with wildly uncontrollable hair, would we? Would we?